When talking about gambling in Australia, you might think about casinos across the country or the pokies at your local pub. Now, a new research from Monash University found out people who live closer to pokie machines are more likely to gamble more, experiencing financial hardships and sometimes mental health issues. I asked professor from the Center for Health Economics in the Monash Business School and lead researcher David Johnston what the research entails.
We've been working with the Victorian Responsible Gambling Foundation on trying to understand some of the consequences of pokies venues in Australia and what they might do to people who gamble regularly at them. So in particular, we're interested in accessibility of these venues. As we know, in Australia, these types of venues are much more accessible than they are in other countries around the world. So people are aware that they're spread throughout our suburbs of our major cities and in our regional and rural areas. And that high-level accessibility may mean that people are more likely to gamble and therefore suffer some of the potential harms of problem gambling. And so our research was aimed at trying to understand what those potential harms may be and how big the consequences were from problem gambling.
One of the interesting things about this research is that there was a comparison between the US, you mentioned different countries, but particularly the US. Could you please expand a bit more about this statistics difference between Australia and the US?
We didn't directly analyze any data from the United States, but we can kind of compare what the Australian gambling scene with the American one. The pokies in Australia are placed in different types of venues than they are in America in general. So they call them slot machines over there. And they tend to be in most states in casinos. So while in Australia, of course, we have them in casinos as well, they are in these pokies venues, these pubs and hotels in the suburbs. And so overall in Australia, there are many, many more venues with pokie machines and there are many more pokies per person in Australia than there are in America, you know, with the exception being Las Vegas, where we know that there's lots of gambling and lots of casinos. So that makes pokies or slot machines much more accessible to the average person in Australia than they are to the average person in America.
What were the results of researching gambling venues and people living closer to them?
Yeah, so we found a few different interesting relationships. So people who reside closer to gambling venues are significantly more likely to gamble on pokie machines. So in some ways, that's not surprising. You would expect if you live close to any kind of business that you'd be more likely to use that business, whether it be a hairdresser or a restaurant. And the same is true for gambling venues. So the next step was to understand, well, what are the potential consequences of that increased gambling? So we first looked at potential benefits of gambling. So there's some people, or many people even, can gamble with no negative consequences and they can enjoy going there and having a good time. And it's sometimes said that these types of venues may increase your level of socialization and your level of link with the local community. And so we looked at a few of these potential positive outcomes from living near a gambling venue. And we found that we couldn't see any of those types of positive effects. So there was no increase in people's happiness from living near a gambling venue, no increase in socialization, no increase in feeling part of your local community. And then the third thing we did was look at potential harms from increased gambling. And we looked at potential financial harms, mental health problems. We looked at relationship dissatisfaction, so with your partner or spouse, were you less happy in that relationship? And we look at local crime as well. And we didn't find any effects of that increased gambling on relationship dissatisfaction or on local crime, but we did find that people who reside closer to gambling venues and who gamble more were more likely to report serious financial hardship and more likely to report mental health problems than people who live a little bit further away. And this is comparing people who live in the same neighbourhood that both are reasonably close to the gambling venue, but the person who's just a couple hundred metres away in walking distance, they fare worse than people who are about a kilometre away and gamble less.
After researching this issue, what are some of the solutions you think are appropriate to reduce gambling harm?
I think what our research shows is that when these gambling venues are very accessible, it does increase people's gambling. And so our research doesn't point to one particular policy solution, but what it does say is that we need to think very carefully about accessibility, and not just in terms of distance like we looked at, but all the ways in which gambling venues entice people in. And so that is where they're located, but also how long they're open for, what times they're open for in the day, what other amenities these venues have to kind of draw people in.
That was professor from the Center for Health Economics in the Monash Business School and lead researcher David Johnston.